The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Your home for up-to-the-minute market updates.
This is Business 1440.
KYCR, Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced he's declaring a national emergency to fulfill his pledge to construct a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Congressman C. Palazzo of Mississippi says the president's merely fulfilling one of his promises.
Well, he said it when he was candidate Trump. Now he's President Trump, and he's putting the security of the American people ahead of partisan politics.
Meanwhile, Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Florida, says the president's manufacturing a crisis.
The president just lies whenever it suits him. We have actually historic lows of apprehensions at our border and of attempted border crossings.
Mr. Trump says that he will use executive action to siphon billions of dollars from federal military construction projects and counter-drug efforts for the wall. The move is already drawing bipartisan criticism on Capitol Hill. The president says he'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. This is SRN News.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Minnesota's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
Welcome back, King Daniel Show, Business 1440. 651-289-4477, the number to call. Be kind to the producer. All right? I'm just saying. I ask that guy to do a lot, and I ask him to answer the phones, too, because I can't from all the way up here in St. Cloud. But be nice. All right? Just be nice. 651-289-4477, the number to call. Reach us via Twitter at #KBRS is the easiest way to do that. So comment that was made to my last segment from Don, your 5G Huawei network comment suggests you've educated yourself on the importance of IP theft. Yes, sir. I never had a doubt about it. It's important. I just wasn't sure Huawei was doing it, but based on what I've read over the last 3 to 4 months, I would say they are almost certainly guilty of something or guilty of enough that they're too big a risk to let scurry around inside our system. Don also worries that Europe's networks already heavily infected. Well, possibly. I would defer to your judgment because I do not know enough at this moment. Not enough that I want to opinionate on it. The talk of the week really has been, well, on my side, it's in the first hour, it's been retail sales, China, practicing my Trump impersonation, China. Remember to wrinkle your nose when you do that. And then the third piece being, of course, the decision of Amazon to walk away from New York City, which I have been utterly and completely fascinated by. Let's remember what the process was. And again, in case you didn't hear me at the top of the show in the first hour, and if you didn't miss the first hour, if you just tuned in, don't forget, go to TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. You can find the podcast for the last hour for all our shows going back, a long, long time. I don't know that every show I've ever done is up there, but it feels like most of them are. And you can certainly go there and listen. So let's go back to the beginning on Amazon. And I'm going to get to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez's comments in a little bit. But let's go back to the very beginning and understand what this process was. So Amazon announces, hey, we need a second headquarters. We want to expand out of Seattle, and we don't have enough room to expand inside Seattle. The unspoken part of that was Seattle is too cray-cray for us to expand any further, so we just want to go. We want to go to another city. And they made statements about wanting to expand into cities that perhaps hadn't had major expansions. And so they made it like open to all these different places, that including Minneapolis-St. Paul. So I was somewhat familiar with the Minneapolis-St. Paul bid to get the second headquarters. And so they asked a series of questions. And the series of questions that occurred included such things as, tell me about your workforce. Do you have the workforce that we will need for these 50,000 extra jobs? Tell us about your real estate market. We're going to need a big footprint. Will you be able to accommodate us? What's the cost of your labor? What's the cost? You know, and included in that was a cost. What was the cost of government? Put a headquarters in your community, what's the tax implication of that? Now, as I said at the beginning of the show, I'm also an Economic Development Authority chair for the city of St. Cloud. I'm well aware of the things that it takes to encourage business to come to your community. There are a series of different pieces that are available to you. Everything from what I don't want to explain to you because I never know that I can explain it to my students, tax increment financing, where made to bring the business into town. Right? So, and that can be used in a way so that where the builder and the company moving into your community can get access to some of that financing that is paid back out of the increase in property taxes that come. All right, that's not a very good explanation of it, and I apologize for that, but I don't want to go down. It'll take me 10 minutes. I don't have 10 minutes to explain TIF to you in enough detail that you would understand it. And there are a variety of other credits you get. You can get a tax break. You can get a tax break for creating so many additional jobs. There's a job fund that the state of Minnesota has that could do that. So a package that would attract any company, not just Amazon, but anybody, will have some opportunities to provide, to say, well, if you undertook this activity, we would normally tax you this, but we're going to give you back some of that to encourage you to come here. Breaks that typically the businesses that are already located in the community can't get access to. Now, that's not always true, and indeed, there are at least here in the state of Minnesota, and I imagine in many other states, there are tax incentives in place that would allow you to get a break from taxes if you do something that the government wishes to encourage, which is either redevelop a piece of property that might be blighted for one reason or another. Perhaps there's environmental damage that needs cleanup on that site. Or alternatively, would mean that you're hiring new workers that are going to make a substantial wage, something not a minimum wage job. So I might have a plan that would allow you to bring workers into the community if those workers are working in manufacturing, making $20 an hour. But if you're bringing another grocery store that's going to pay teenagers $12 an hour, I'm not going to incentivize that, because that's just not a very good use of the money, very good use of taxpayer money. Right, I'm willing to incentivize these jobs and not those jobs, and it's bad, right? Because you might say, but it happens. And if you decided after hearing this that you want to go out and find out if my hands are pure, I would tell you in advance. I have voted on arrangements where somebody got a tax incentive in order to build something, and we've not given tax advantages in some other cases where we said, well, we'd be happy if you built that thing, but we're not going to incentivize that. You're going to have to do that on your own, and best of luck. And when the property tax goes up, you'll have to pay it. Because that wasn't something we wanted to, we had decided to support. That happens all the time. So back to Amazon. Amazon says, come forward with all this information. Help us figure out where we might be able to locate the second headquarters. The minute you said you wanted to make a bid, Amazon sent you a sheet of paper that said all of our conversations, all the documents you're sending to us, all the documents we're sending to you are covered by a confidentiality agreement. Now, understand what that means. And I've seen these with other businesses. Not, I haven't seen the Amazon one, but I've seen others. And the negotiation that happens between the government and Amazon over what incentives might be available for them if they moved into the community, those were all kept private. The information was not allowed to be made public. So the government comes out eventually and said, so the governments were bringing them information, offering taxpayer money without telling the taxpayers that they were doing it. Or they might say, we are making a bid for Amazon, to which, you know, because we want those 50,000 jobs. Well, who doesn't want 50,000 jobs? Whoopee! But they would not have said, oh, and we're offering them a tax break of $700 million. I made that number up. Okay. So they're not doing that. Oh, well, that's interesting. So you know that the next part of the story. Amazon eventually gets to a smaller group of finalists. Minneapolis is not in the finalist list. And at the end, after saying they were really looking to work in some communities that maybe didn't have another headquarters, or they were looking at a bunch of different cities, where do they go? They go to Virginia. They go to New York City. Now, to their credit, and to the credit of somebody who probably is still on a very hot seat, the state of Virginia did not offer very much in the way of incentives. The reason why I think Amazon decided to build in Virginia was it meant in Northern Virginia was it gave them access to Washington, D.C., not just for the worker base that's in that community, which would have given them lots of workers who can work in a tech sector. But it also meant they had a presence in Washington, D.C. and with Washington, D.C. officials. And they were near Congress. I suspect that was it. But they didn't pay, Virginia didn't pay much. In contrast, let me read to you. This is from MarketWatch, and I think the story came out yesterday as a revisit of this. So the Arlington County HQ2 location got $750 million. Okay. And it's the usual thing that happens. You're going to get $550 million if you create jobs, 25,000 jobs. $20 million if they added another 12,850 jobs on top of the 25. And then they Arlington County said, if you fly into our community and you use a hotel, we're going to give you $23 million to cover your hotel taxes, which I thought was pretty interesting. But that was the arrangement of their package, and it was $750 million. In the context of these things, that's not a whole lot. Remember, the Foxconn deal, which I've criticized on this show in the past, was $4.8 billion. So for Virginia to get half of the HQ2 for three-quarters of $1 billion, I would say they didn't get a bad deal. But again, because it's Arlington County, right bordering Washington, D.C., I think they always had an advantage, and it showed some of the real impetus that they wanted. I think they want to be able to lobby in D.C., and having your lobbyists all located just across the river was going to make life a lot easier for you. Here's the New York deal, though. Amazon, for the Long Island City location, Amazon was going to receive $1.2 billion in refundable tax credits through New York State's Excelsior Jobs Program in return for creating 225,000 net new jobs. Now, again, and there are differences in the way these two jobs programs work, and every state's got a little nuance to it, so we don't need to drill down into that detail. But the point is, if you create a new job, you've got a new worker who's earning more money, you're going to recover some of that money, some of that $1.2 billion, by the number of workers who are now having these new jobs. It's $1.2 billion. It's basically saying, you're going to create a job, it's going to generate this much tax revenue, we're going to give that money back to you to incentivize you to create those jobs. Right? Hold on to that thought. New York State also gave them $505 million as a capital grant. Okay, that is cash which is as good as money, in the words of Yogi Berra. That is free cash. Nothing. That is not what Virginia gave them. New York paid a lot more and gave them free cash, which Virginia did not do. Hold that thought right there. I got to take a break here. We got to sell a few things. We'll be back after this with more on this deal in just a moment. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try, because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for Townhall.com. Perhaps you've heard about the Green New Deal. It's freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's revolutionary scheme to reinvent the American economy. She calls it the Great Society, the Moonshot, the Civil Rights Movement of our generation. But look deeper and you'll see different colors, the blue of progressivism and mostly the red of government spending and debt. The proposal calls for a breathtaking $90 billion in green initiatives. Even mainstream Democrats are hesitant about this sweeping effort to reinvent the economy and eliminate income inequality. But media darling Ocasio-Cortez will make it front and center. The first New Deal turns out not to have solved the Great Depression as we once thought. We hardly need a new one. Is it green? Yes. Is it utopian? Yes. But mostly it's the same old liberal blue of government spending and the red of more debt. I'm David Davenport.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hey, it's Lee Michaels here with one of the newest members to the Patriot family. So proud to be associated with the Mike Murphy team with eXp Realty. And with us is Sharon Murphy. So great to have you here, Sharon.
Well, thanks, Lee. We're excited to work with the Patriot and your listeners.
So tell us, what makes eXp Realty so different?
Well, eXp is a cloud-based brokerage. We like to call it the future of real estate. A lot of people get frustrated with the gimmicks and overpromises of many other real estate agents. Who can blame them? We pride ourselves on being different. No gimmicks, just great service. When you call our number, you'll speak to me or my husband, Mike, not an inexperienced team member.
That's great. So how do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 651-216-7870 or go to MikeMurphyTeam.com.
So if you're thinking of selling your home, check out Mike Murphy Team with eXp Realty, 651-216-7870 or online at MikeMurphyTeam.com.
Welcome back, King Daniel Show, Business 1440. Coming up, a little segment with Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman of New York, which shows she doesn't understand the things that you're just learning about here on the show, here on Business 1440, King Banyan Show. I'm talking about what did Amazon exactly get in this deal? Okay, so these job credits, usually you have to apply for them, and that you have to have it validated, but these are usually programs that are available far and wide. One example, inside the potential of $2.6 billion that was available to Amazon was $900 million that came through the city called the New York City Relocation and Employment Assistance Program. That program, and I'm just going to read from a piece I found called REAP for short, gives companies a tax credit of $3,000 per employee for 12 years, which means if Amazon were to hire 25,000 employees, the company's REAP benefits would total $900 million over that time period. Now, this is known in economics as a wage subsidy, right? I will subsidize the hiring of your workers $3,000, okay? So that, in effect, is, if you think about a worker working approximately, let's just make the math easy. Okay, let's suppose that worker is working 2,000 hours. You're basically offering a $1.50 wage subsidy to Amazon to hire workers, right? So rather than, you might be paying them, say, $15 an hour, but in effect, you're paying $13.50 out of your pocket, and the government's paying them the other buck and a half. And you're just the pass-through. And in New York City, that wage subsidy is available to anyone, not just to Amazon. Right? So that's an important point. Here is my issue with these types of deals. One, they are seldom well understood. Okay? They're very seldom well understood. What happens is that you get a deal, right? And again, you only get this money if you actually hire the workers. If you don't hire the workers, you don't get the money. Even in my own experience, I've had we've had arrangements where there was a subsidy be given to a business in return for jobs being created, and we've had to go back and say you didn't create the jobs, therefore no subsidy for you. There is a policing of these things. It is not perfect. Sometimes I have seen, I don't think I've ever had to vote on one, but I've seen other jurisdictions where we have waived the subsidy. We've waived the requirement and provided the subsidy anyway. Okay, sometimes the subsidy is front-loaded and you have to do something to take it back and you decide it's not worth it. I'm not going to do that. So that's one possibility that can happen here. But again, if the job's not created, the jobs don't occur. But the bigger issue for me is really from this. Think about all of the things that don't happen now that those jobs don't get created. And I'm going to read you a list that's created by Peter Buchvar on his site, The Buchvar Report. Peter is an economist who works on Wall Street. Listen to the following list that he creates. Lost jobs, lost job experience, lost internships, lost high-paying jobs, lost life experiences, lost taxes, lost construction workers, lost work for architects, lost steel and cement production, lost plumbing supplies, lost electrical work, lost carpet and hardwood floor sales, lost infrastructure improvements in the area, lost sales at restaurants, lost food delivery, lost taxi, Uber, Lyft, bus, and subway rides, lost ticket sales on the Long Island Railroad and New Jersey Transit and Metro North, lost car sales, and on and on and on it goes. Now, those are lost only if nothing else happens. So to say that completely, you have to say that wherever it was in Long Island City that Amazon was going to build, that place will now be vacant. There will be no economic activity on it. What it doesn't recognize is that using the land for Amazon has an opportunity cost. You can't use it for something else. I look at the land that's being used for, you know, for let's go to sports stadiums. Okay, one of my favorite topics. All right, and I'm not and yes, in my head I have Target Field and US Bank stadiums. Uses Bank Stadium in my head. I want you, but it could apply to any other city with any other sports stadium. Here's what I ask you to imagine. What happens to the property on the days where the sporting event does not happen? Right? The Twins play 81 home games in a season. They play a few exhibition games and maybe, God willing, they'll someday have a few playoff games there. Never seems to be too many. The Vikings play 2 exhibition games, 8 regular season games, and the occasional playoff game at US Bank Stadium. There's a lot of economic activity that can generate revenue during those periods. But that leaves the other days of the year. There are 365 days. Even in the case of Target, which gets more use than, say, the basketball arena or the football field or any other place. Baseball at least has over 80 dates in which it's being used for the purpose it's designed. That still leaves you 260 days in which there's not that event happening there. What kind of economic, you know, so the opportunity cost of using that land for that is there's a lot of really small value-added activities, maybe a high school game or a softball game that you put in that field and it's awesome and fun, or maybe at US Bank Stadium they have a concert. Well, yeah, concerts are fine, but you can put the concert someplace else. But you might get tractor pulls or motocross or X Games happening in there. With all due respect to all of those activities, they generate a lot less economic activity than an NFL or MLB game. That's the opportunity cost of that land. At least in the case of the Amazon HQ2, it probably be used in its designed purpose, for its designed purpose, all of the days of the year. Why? Because it's owned by a private entity that has it in its best interest to maximize the value of the use of the land. That's why we like those things. Right? By the way, there is a stadium being built out of private dollars. It's in Los Angeles. The LA Rams, and apparently not very willingly, the LA Chargers, are together going into a new stadium. They will share a stadium. It's going to cost the total development cost of this thing is $5 billion with a B dollars. There's probably, I believe the number that's in my head is about $250 million of infrastructure improvements that are being made by the city and by the county in LA. But it's a lot less than what was invested into U.S. Bank Stadium. It's a lot less than what was invested into Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, which we just saw the Super Bowl happen at. Yeah, it's an awesome-looking stadium. What happens the other 330 days of the year? What economic activity is happening there? But they get tax incentives, too. They get subsidies, too. But now you understand where those subsidies come from and what they're for. And in the next segment, what I'd like to do is play you about a minute and a half of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez discussing the subsidy of Amazon and why she's happy that those things that are lost, we don't need those in New York. We can do something much better with it. Let's see what she has to say about this. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Here's the truth, America. Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. Your cell phone company is probably funding anti-Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile, which is America's only conservative cell phone company, does the opposite. If you are fed up with disgusting policies like New York's new late-term abortion law or Mayor Bloomberg's gun control seizure plans, make the simple switch to Patriot Mobile. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile. Get reliable nationwide coverage. Watch your hard-earned dollars fight for the First and Second Amendment rights, border security, and the sanctity of life. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every bill to conservative causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy, and their unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $20 a month. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh, that's me, H-U-G-H, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get up to 2 activation fees waived. Enough is enough. Join the fight today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Gold buyers alert. For over 30 years, the American Gold Eagle has been the world's best-selling gold coin. Today, the Westminster Mint has the 2019 $50 Gold Eagle made from 1 ounce of pure gold for just $1,390. Certified in perfect mint state 70 condition by PCGS. Coins are graded on a 70-point scale. 70 is absolute perfection. In 3 decades, only a few rare Gold Eagles have achieved a perfect 70 grade, with many doubling or tripling in value. Add this valuable gold coin to your collection at the exclusive low price. Call 888-673-8041 now and receive the beautiful book Modern Coin Rarities free with your purchase. The Gold Eagle arrives with free insured shipping and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 888-673-8041. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now. 888-673-8041.
Hi, this is Lee with the Kingdom Builders Roofing. The Lord's blessings are around us all the time. Look for them, enjoy them, share them, share Him. May we also exhort and encourage one another to be listed as good and faithful servants. I really appreciate the guys that I work with, and I'm very confident, especially in the sales guys, Tim and Matt. When they're in somebody's house, they're going to treat them like I would treat a customer. which is with sincerity and gentleness and caring. We would like you to come away from a meeting with us knowing that regardless of where our relationship goes, you are confident that we have your best interests at heart.
This is Matthew with the Kingdom Builders. We strive to have our standard be God's standard. And we're here to reaffirm something we've always stood for. We're not salespeople. We're just great roofers.
Give us a call at 612-900-9166 or look us up at thekingdombuilders.net.
Welcome back, King Daniel Show, Business 1440. So let's begin with the following. The numbers that you get on these deals, such as the one that Amazon just walked away from, are suspicious because they're done behind closed doors with all kinds of non-confidentiality agreements. Eventually, if we're going to spend taxpayer money, there has to be some kind of accounting for it. But understand that for the most part, it's tax abatement. It's not cash money. In the Amazon deal, because everyone's trying to say $3 billion is not really $3 billion. They don't have $3 billion in cash. That's right. But there was a $500 million that was cash. You probably should read the details a little bit more closely. So for some of my conservative friends, including my good friend John Hinderacher, who commented on it on the Powerline blog last night, and I've seen other comments as well, and from everybody on various aspects, various poles, frankly, of the ideological spectrum. I've heard a lot of comment about that. There was cash money in this particular piece. There is cash money in the infrastructure improvements. Yes, you are right. The tax abatement portions, the wage subsidy portions, are not dollars you have access to. They are dollars that are assumed to be flowing to the city and state from higher income and property and sales taxes that would come from the new workers that are then being rebated back to the company that created the jobs in the first place. And there are various mechanisms to do that. I get that. Having said that, there's still a substantial amount wrong with the way in which the people who are now happy that these jobs have been moved out of New York City and will, I assume, go someplace else. There's been no word from Amazon on what they intend to do for these other 25,000 jobs now. I believe, in fact, what will happen is a substantial portion of them, because there's an additional pot of money that is available for additional job creation in Virginia through a jobs incentive, a wage subsidy of a sort. My guess is that some of those jobs will land in Virginia, maybe even up to half of those 25,000 that will be in New York in Long Island City. And the rest will get scattered around some other parts. Maybe a few of them will go into Seattle, which they obviously don't want to build any more in because Seattle city government and King County government have collectively lost their minds and are treating their businesses very poorly in terms of tax and regulation. They'll move those jobs someplace else. And that's what happens. That money's gone. But anyway, Let's get, so this is cut number six. I'm going to ask my assistant here, Andrew, my producer, to cue it up, and I'm going to say stop to try to explain things that are not correct in places, in a place or two where she might actually have a good point. Let's go ahead and start this cut number six, please, Andrew.
I think it's incredible. I mean, it shows that everyday Americans still have the power to organize and fight for their communities, and they can have more say in this country than the richest man in the world.
Stop. All right. And if you can, I'm afraid we cut out the question in the middle. So she's asked, what do you think about what Amazon just did? And she's in the hallway of Congress. And again, if I was her chief of staff, I'd be doing what I can to get the camera away from her. But of course, because she's new, she sees the camera. I told you before, a former state legislator, if someone's coming at you with a microphone, if you're smart, you try to go in the other direction unless you know exactly what you want to say. And you know exactly what the question is coming, and you have a message you want to get out. Now, I think she went to the camera because she wanted to say just that. We the people can take back control of these things. So she's driving the wedge and saying corporate America's not good, and here's a case where the people got even. And now she's going to be asked, well, yeah, but it comes at some cost. What do you think about those costs? Continue, please.
You're the richest man in the world.
What do you say to those that criticize them pulling out that, you know, the district now is going to lose 25,000 jobs that could have come there?
Well, one of those things is, A, we were subsidizing those jobs. So for...
Stop. Correct. But understand the logic of what you're saying. When you say you're subsidizing the jobs, we've just said it's a wage subsidy. What does that mean? It means we normally are going to tax the snot out of those wages. Remember, these workers are expected to make on average about $140,000 to $150,000. The city of New York was going to recoup lots of money in additional income taxes, additional sales taxes, additional property taxes. In this case means you took the money from the workers and you spun around and gave it to Amazon. You gave the money to Amazon. But the purpose of giving it to Amazon is it allows them to hire workers that have lower value to the firm than the wage you're paying them. If you can get back $5,000 per worker, okay, what was it? $900 million in return for, $1.2 billion in return for 25,000 jobs. That's about a $5,000 a job subsidy. So if someone generates for you $135,000 of benefit to Amazon, plus you get $5,000 from the government, you can afford to pay them up to $140,000. If you don't get the $5,000 benefit, then you can't pay them $140,000. You're only going to pay them $135,000, or if they can't generate that, you're not going to hire them at all. Continue.
For the city was paying for those jobs. So frankly, if we were willing to give Amazon willing to give away $3 billion for this deal, we could invest those $3 billion in our district ourselves if we wanted to. We could hire
Stop.
Out our team.
There's, okay, I actually wasn't too upset with it, with what she was saying, and said, yeah, it's okay, she's okay with saying that. Here's the point, where you say, whoop, wait a minute. Remember, if there's no job, there's no revenue, right? You're not giving back money that you got. You're not giving back money that you took from other taxpayers. You're explicitly taking money that would come from the jobs that were to be created. And the assumption is, if you think about what would be the average state and local tax on a New York City resident that makes $150,000 a year, it's a lot more than $5,000. I can promise you that, right? That would be a tax rate of 3 1/3%. That's less than what you and I are paying here in Minnesota, right? Our total state and local taxes that we pay as a share of our income at that level is in excess of 10%. So we might be paying $15,000-$16,000 in taxes for this net new job that's being created. The government's saying, I'll take $10,000 or $11,000, and you can have the other $5,000, Amazon. And when the taxpayer's like, when the new worker's saying, "Where's my stuff? Where do I go?" It's like, well, you got a job. You wouldn't have a job otherwise. That's not true. There are other people that can move into that place. They can offer those jobs without the subsidization. Right? That's not true. you're imagining that anybody that would have worked at Amazon instead is going to be sitting around doing nothing. Not the case. Not the case at all. Continue.
We could hire out more teachers. We can fix our subways. We can put a lot of people to work for that money if we wanted to.
Stop. What would you pay them with? You stop the jobs that were going to generate that $15, $16, $17, $18,000 per worker that would have happened if you put if Amazon came in. Now that those aren't there, you don't have the revenue, right? Except for that last $500 million grant from the state of New York. The state of New York now has $500 million that it planned to give to Amazon that it can now spend on something else. It now has whatever money was going to put into finishing out roads in that area, laying sewer and water. That money is now available for something else. That is nowhere near $3 billion, but to my conservative friends, it's not zero either. Try paying attention to what exactly gets spent, how it gets spent, where the money comes from. All right, let's take a break here, okay, because I'm about to get a little worked up, and I'm going to take a chill pill over the while you listen to these messages, and we'll be back to finish her up here on the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR Golden Valley.
Are you a member of our rewards program?
Yeah, I had the card here somewhere.
We've all been there, rustling around for that rewards card you can't seem to find. At Business 1440, we simplified the process. All of the perks, none of the hassle. It's the Business VIP Fan Club, where you'll get early access to tickets for our events, exclusive content, prizes, and more. Sign up at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Hi, everybody. Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Let's talk managed services. Managed services is when you let a company like ours take over the responsibilities of keeping all of your computers and servers protected and running efficiently. We keep your systems patched, keep antivirus protection on all of your systems, provide a way to filter out much of the malware, manage your backups, and most of all, keep you up and running. This is no easy task and takes you time. Time is money. If your server or even an important computer goes down, can you afford this? Let us take care of all this for you, and you can stay focused on being profitable. And don't forget, we also fix your PCs, Macs, cell phones, and tablets, too. Call us today at 763-441-3884. Once again, 763-441-3884, or find us on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Blue Ox Heating and Air.
Right now at Blue Ox Heating and Air. BOGO. Buy one, get one free. Buy one high-efficiency furnace and get one air conditioner free. Plus financing available with 18 months no interest. Some restrictions apply. Call for complete details. Offer ends February 28th. BOGO, BOGO, BOGO.
Blue Ox Heating and Air. Legendary service, install and repair. We'll fix anything with legendary care.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. This is what happened, right? that this is from the front page of the New York Times today, this morning. I think this is the Saturday paper. This is titled "A Brash City Was Too Much." Amazon fled. A brash city. That's what they're calling themselves. Love the New York Times. A senior executive from Amazon, one of the world's biggest companies, found himself last weekend in a showdown with a suburban state senator. The executive, Brian Huseman, was trying to find out whether the New York State Senator, Andrea Stewart Cousins, would keep an obscure state board from blocking Amazon's ambitious plans to expand in New York City. It was the second phone call in 2 days between Mr. Huseman and Ms. Stewart Cousins, who had just risen to power as Democratic majority leader, and once again she tried to explain to him the politics of Albany. Ms. Stewart Cousins said in an interview that she told Mr. Huseman, "We just need to move on," indicating that Amazon had to let the approval process run its course. And that was it. That's the moment that the New York Times identifies where Amazon said, you know what? We're out. And Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez is celebrating this. We've heard some of her comments before the break. Let's continue with this is Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, who's been asked about what about the jobs that have been lost by the decision of Amazon to leave here. Go ahead.
To continue. Work for that money if we wanted to. Additionally, those jobs... there was no guarantee that those jobs were for the New Yorkers that were here. We were looking at a deal that was not primarily putting the community first. And I think that we can absolutely come together.
Stop. Wait a minute. So you don't want people moving to New York City? So if that turns out to be jobs that people from outside New York City come and get, aren't those new workers? Haven't you had people move into your community, and from doing so, you've actually added to the tax base? Wow. Continue, please.
To create an economic plan that actually invests in New Yorkers, in higher wages, and in a dignified life.
Wow. Okay. This is a remarkable, remarkable statement. Andrew says to me through our chat that off air that maybe her concern is gentrification, possibly, I'm not sure. But she says in another piece, we can make the. I don't think this is on the tape, so I'm going to have to read this. This was from a story that was done by John Hinderacher from his story at Powerline Blog. I can tweet this to you. New York wasn't going to give Amazon anything, let alone through. So here's what she says. She says, "What's great is that our economy, our local economy, is already growing. So I firmly believe that if we want to take that $3 billion that we were willing to give to Amazon and invest in our local community, we can do that." Well, hang on. The REAP money, okay, the city tax credits, job tax credits, are available to anybody there already. And the giving it to Amazon would not prevent anybody else from applying for and getting that money. So it wasn't a pot of money. Okay, so the actual way the tax credit works is any business that can come out and prove that they've generated a new job can go to the city of New York and get $3,000. To subsidize it for the first 12 years that it's there. I've tweeted that link to you. Okay. She says, we can make 25,000 jobs. We can make 25,000 jobs. No, ma'am. You don't make jobs. Businesses make jobs. Firms make jobs. Where does a job come from? A job comes from somebody with an idea of how to produce something for sale, who engages somebody else and says, if you will help me make this thing that I want to sell, be it a thing or a service, I will share some of the proceeds with you. Here's how we'll arrange your payment. Oftentimes we decide to do this by the amount of time you spend, a wage. Sometimes we decide, you know, if you work for me for a year, you're going to get this much money. Sometimes we pay you by the product you produce, piece rate, okay? Every every bushel of lettuce you pick from the field, I give you $2. Whatever that is. That's how a job is created. We can make 25,000 jobs. There's that democratic socialist coming out for you right there. We don't have to give away and allow our subway system to crumble so that Amazon essentially owns a part of New York City. The only money that was being given away was by the state. No money of that was planned to go to the subway. You could do that. Okay, we can create 25,000 jobs with moms and pops, not the tax rates you're charging. We can create 25,000 jobs with companies that are willing to come to the table, okay, and negotiate with me, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez. But we should not be giving away our infrastructure, our subway system, our schools, our teacher salaries, our firefighters' budgets, to a company that has not shown good faith to New Yorkers. Offering to hire 25,000 workers. Those 25,000 workers they were acting in good faith toward. The people that owned the land they were offering good faith toward. So to whom were they not offering a good faith outcome? To the people that control the purse strings. It would be far better. It would be more valuable. Rather than having these incentive packages in place, the only reason they have value is because you have taxes so high that you can then offer a rebate. You want to help the moms and pops? Don't have taxes high in the first place. Rather than worrying about the rebate they're going to get for coming to the table, indeed, the tax system of the city of New York is an incentive to force businesses to come to the table. Okay? You want to do away with all these incentives, ma'am? I got a plan for you. Eliminate income taxes in the city of New York. Eliminate income taxes in the state of New York. That will get them. That will get rid of all those. But no, because from there comes your power. From there comes your power. Well, I'm out of time for today, and I've got to go ahead and go recruit some students. So I'll talk to you folks later. Thank you so much for listening. Andrew, thank you for the production. We'll be back here next week with another episode of the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest-Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest-Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest-Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Would you rather have beer or complete and utter contentment?
What kind of beer?
Who wants total contentment or beer when you can have Meatmasters Radio?
Meatmasters Radio is a covert caper that helps rogue warriors up their barbecue game. Grilling and meat smoking tips, recipes, and talk.
Beer is the nectar of the nitwit.
No more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
Tune in for Meatmasters Radio Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. on Business 1440.
I'm a trained lawyer. I went to law school, and I have found that has actually been a disadvantage. My name is Alan. I am a current student at the OTA office in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'm a retired district court judge, and when I decided to retire, I'd always had an interest in financial markets. I had done quite a bit of research, read up on OTA a lot. I think I had a pretty good idea of what to expect. The actual class itself was more impressive than I even anticipated. I mean, after I attended that half-hour class, I was absolutely 100% sold. It's almost like a light bulb goes off. You start following your rules. You recognize the mistakes you shouldn't make, and you stop making them. I feel like I've actually turned a corner. I'm actually on a great path. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this. And I think a lot of people get scared away from the financial markets because they don't think they're smart enough, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Call OTA at #250 on your cell phone for a free investing workshop, or register at learnwithota.com.
Let's face it, life can get busy. Between work, trips to the cabin on the weekends, keeping your eye on the markets, with everything going on, convenience usually comes at a premium. But Business 1440 is here to make things a bit easier. With the iHeartRadio app, you can stream your favorite shows anytime, anywhere, and it's free. Download iHeartRadio from the App Store or listen online at iHeartRadio.com and stay connected with your best financial partner wherever you go. Business 1440.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.